Having missed the very first teachmeet, I've always felt a very close affinity to following what's going on, not just as it developed in Scotland, the UK, and then in a much wider sense throughout the world. I really do feel that it's had a freeing of what it means to be a professional teacher. Rather than teachers seeing CPD, continuing professional development, as something that's done to them, it means that they are now fully, well, maybe not fully, but partially involved in the process. They make the choices. They listen to other professionals doing direct teaching, or they have the bigger discussions. And with all sorts of variations starting to happen around individual subjects, like the Teachmeet on Isla we had in 2009, through to the Teachmeet 365 with smaller, quicker and more flexible Teachmeets, as well as the big ones. And I know that in Australia they're looking to have the world's biggest Teachmeet, which is all an amazing impact over a 5-year period, just over a 5-year period. From six guys meeting in a pub in Edinburgh to discuss exactly what's happening to the evolving of the structure, from the use of individual talks to widening it out to a much more interactive system and involving all those and making each one individual and different, becomes a very, very important way of developing skills and understanding and building confidence of teachers to actually have that professional dialogue, which is now being embedded into HMIE inspections so that everyone can be involved in that conversation. So personally, Teachmeet has had a huge impact on the way I view professional development. In a wider sense, I've seen it used more and more and more. And it will continue to evolve so long as it stays true to people sharing, teachers sharing, and stays away from a goodie bags handing out model. Thanks very much.